This morning I've got Kelly Hostetler and Dina Stout with me. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Steve.
And you're here to talk to us about the Southeast Alaska State Fair, which is happening this Thursday through Sunday, July 24th through the 27th. Is that right?
Yep, it's happening.
Are you guys all ready to go?
Yes.
We're getting there.
All fired up?
Yep.
Now, first off, tell me what you both do at the fair. What are your titles? Kelly, what is your, you have a title there?
Fair director.
What does that mean?
I direct the fair.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, I've seen past fair directors. Basically, you're like, I mean, you're Lord God, Queen of everything.
I like to think that.
Positive.
She is.
Go into it with a positive mental attitude. That should help quite a bit. And Dina, what's your title there?
I am the administrative assistant. I'm the secretary. And so more.
Oh, but so much more. So, like, you're her, like, backup? Are you Kelly's
exactly.
backup?
I'm her backup.
Cool.
Exactly.
The fair starts this Thursday and runs through Sunday, as I mentioned. But what are the actual hours? I know that you guys open at a certain time, and then you close, and you open up again for entertainment. Tell me about that, please.
Thursday and Friday, we open at noon, and then we close at 8, and then we open back up at 9 for the concerts. On Saturday, we open at 11:30, and then we close at 8, open back up at 9. On Sunday, we're open from noon to 3, or noon to 4.
And so how much does it cost to get into the fair? It's a pretty nominal fee, really.
$7 a day. Senior citizens are $6. Kids under 5 are free. Or you can get a 4-day pass for $20.
That's quite a deal because there is so much going on there, and we're going to talk about all of that here. As a matter of fact, let's start with the entertainment right now, and we're playing a lot of really cool music here on KHNS for this. I mean, with the Deke Dickerson, and that's the Deke Dickerson is just blowing my mind personally. And Sweating Honey, we just got in, so we'll hear some of that on the radio as well. Barrence Whitfield is.
Crazy man.
Off the hook is how I heard somebody put it. And so Deke Dickerson and the Ecophonics, the best rockabilly guitar player in the whole world. Is that your quote?
No, that's Burns' quote.
Is it? So there's obviously some really good music playing at the headliners at night, but there's also a lot of great regional and local entertainment all throughout the day.
Absolutely.
And that all comes with your entrance fee during the day.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that's always one of my favorite things is to make sure to hang around that stage.
Mm-hmm.
And the food booths.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm there a lot. Sometimes over at the, what's the name of the bar?
The Klondike.
Yeah, I spent a little time at the Klondike too. So let's talk about some of the special events you've got coming up. I mean, you've got the Grand Parade. Tell me about this.
This is our 40th year of fairs. And so we are celebrating that by having the number of the ladies that had actually started the fair. They are going to be in the parade. They'll be the first in the cool cars and riding along. Harriet Jergelite, Frankie Perry, Lola Vogel, Charlotte Allrood, and Bonnie Skogrud.
So you have a whole gaggle of...
homemakers. They were the homemakers, and they started the fair.
Oh, right. And so they are your grand marshals.
Yes.
For the parade this
exactly.
year.
Exactly.
And that starts at 11 a.m. on Saturday, the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
I assume that lineup is like at 10 o'clock at the fire hall or something.
Exactly, at the fire hall. Mm-hmm. If you want to be in it, just come with a costume or a car or a dog. The dog contest will be happening.
You got bingo going on Saturday as well. I didn't know you had. Have you always had bingo there?
No, this is. It's usually held at the American Legion.
Right.
And we got our gaming permit, so we are going to hold it at Harriet Hall. And Marilyn Gunn is going to run 3 sessions. And they'll kind of be right in the thick of things.
Fair bingo at the fair.
Fair exactly. bingo at the fair.
Awesome. Volleyball tournament. This happens every year, I believe.
Yep.
Tommy Scoville is the one that can help you out with that at 766-2940. It's not mud volleyball, though. It's just regular volleyball.
Yeah.
But
that's really exciting, too.
Mm-hmm. It's
great.
It's
spectator,
a lot of fun.
Great
yeah.
spectator sport as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And another fan favorite here is the Guy Hoffman Horseshoe Tournament. Of course, Guy Hoffman was quite the horseshoe pitcher. And that's happening on Saturday as well at noon. They're behind the Klondike at the
horseshoe pits.
Duh. Fiddle contest, another big one, 2 p.m. on Saturday. Just bring your fiddle and sign up. Is that all you got to do?
Bring your fiddle, sign up.
Another popular one is the singer-songwriter competition, and that happens on the main stage at 6 o'clock on Friday. The most lovable dog contest is 10 a.m. on Saturday. That's like right before the parade?
Yes. Exactly. And it has been written in the exhibit book that it's going to be, everyone will be meeting at Clinkett Park. But they actually will be meeting at the fire hall. That was incorrect typing there.
So where you're setting up for the parade is also the lovable dog contest.
Exactly, exactly.
And you got any dogs to enter?
Not I.
No?
I have two that would be really good.
Yeah.
But they're busy at the fair.
They're busy? Yeah, they're
busy. We have them at work. Those dogs are working.
How about the logging show?
The logging show is happening.
That's a big crowd favorite. Now, who's running this?
Ashley Sage and James, if he's in town, and Travis helps out. That's all we need. And they've done a lot of work in that area, so it's looking really good and pretty excited.
Yeah, that's usually pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. Some new wood in there.
Mm-hmm.
This is only the second year, I believe, for the Fisherman's Rodeo, but last year it was quite a hoot, so I only imagine it's going to get bigger and better this year.
Right, yes.
What do you got planned for the Fisherman's Rodeo? Are you still working on it?
Yeah, still working on it. I have mostly the same things as last year, the survival suit race.
That's how, who can get one on the fastest?
Right, and the net mending and long line baiting.
Trivia questions?
Trivia questions? Mm-hmm. Those survival suits, you ever gotten into one of those?
No, but you don't want one with a bad zipper because you'll lose.
Do you like throw one with a bad zipper in there just like randomly?
Maybe.
We might have to because we're looking for another one that doesn't have a bad zipper.
You still need...
We need one more survival suit.
Okay, well, that's important to note as well for the Fisherman's Rodeo. Brand new this year is you've got a fun run going on.
We do on Saturday morning. It starts at 8. Signups should be there at 7 o'clock for your sign up. And there's a 5K and a 10K. The 5K will run through town. We're still setting the course for the 10K, but it's going to be great. $10 will get you a medal, a T-shirt, a race number, and a free pancake feed afterwards.
Whoa! That almost makes me want to run 10 kilometers.
You don't have to run. You can walk. You can skip if you want. You don't have to be
that
a runner.
That early in the morning, I'll be crawling.
Crawlers are welcome as well.
Kids stage is open every day from 1 to 2, daily crafts, and 2 to 4 for entertainment.
Right.
That's always a lot of fun out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tom's got a lot of fun stuff. Lisa Schwartz will be there on Saturday, and we'll be doing some tie-dyeing with the kids. And crafts, there'll be a puppet workshop for kids, and there's a puppeteer that'll be out there, and of course the magician, brand new magician, will be out there 3 days.
Brand new magician.
Mm-hmm.
The backpack puppet workshop will be happening on Thursday and Friday so that anyone involved with that can be in the parade. The backpack puppets won the parade last year.
Oh.
And so the lady that made those is coming to work with people on Thursday and Friday from 1 to 3 on the stage, on the children's stage, and so that they can make their own backpack puppet parade the next day.
What is a backpack puppet?
It's a very large head, basically, built out of cardboard and then painted with fun colors and lots of glitter and feathers and things like that.
Oh,
and
feathers.
So, mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, and glitter. Glitter's very
and
good.
And glitter. I like glitter and feathers.
Me too.
There's also a disc golf tournament. That's also Sunday at 10 a.m. Where do you show up for that?
Right in the parking lot, right by Harriet Hall.
This is a lot of stuff. You were talking about the kids' stuff here, too. We've got the kids' carnival. What's the children's carnival?
Well, the barn has been converted into a carnival. There's 10 booths, all with carnival games, bottle toss, ring toss, darts, tic-tac-toe, you name
can
it, we have it.
Can.
Yep.
Knockdown cans.
A fortune teller. There'll be face painting, music. We'll have a little petting zoo with some, so far we have some bunnies.
Oh, and a goat.
And a goat.
Maybe so if anyone wants to bring their animal for petting, that would be good.
Okay.
That's where I'll put the two dogs.
Right. That's where the dogs will be.
Exactly.
Leave your Wolverines and Badgers at home, though.
Exactly.
Not the best for petting.
Yeah. Exactly.
Not exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, also, there's still time for people to get in their exhibits. What are the deadlines for the exhibits?
Oh, the exhibits are due today, actually, by 1 o'clock. And that would be everything except for baked goods and crops and veggies and flowers. Those are due on Wednesday by 1 o'clock. Because we want to have everything fresh for those exhibits.
And what about the zucchini contest?
The zucchini contest happens on Saturday. And all the children that bring in their zucchinis dressed up as superheroes will be allowed into the fair for free.
Oh, my word. Such a deal. And then, of course, you've got all the rides. You've got the train, the Ferris wheel, the carousel.
Carnival of Casseroles is back, too.
Oh, That's not on my list. I love the Carnival of Casserole.
Bring
your casserole on Saturday. Yep.
Saturday for the Carnival of
Casserole. Exactly. Casseroles.
Now, this is really a lot of stuff to try and remember.
But there's more.
Okay. What more is there?
We have sumo wrestling.
Right, sumo wrestling. Okay, now I think I know what sumo wrestling is, but how the heck are you doing this at the Southeast Alaska State Fair?
Well, it's a secret. But we do have the sumo suits, and we have the ring. We have four sumo suits. So we will have some sumo wrestling.
When is this happening?
It happens 1 to 5 every day.
Every day.
Except for Sunday, 1 to 3.
Wow. So every day from 1 to 5, except Sunday, 1 to 3.
And everybody can do it. I mean, you have to be over 18, but everyone can
do it. You have to sign a waiver, I'm assuming.
You do have to sign a waiver.
I'll bet. And so how did you get this when you did your insurance for the fair?
Mm-hmm.
So we need coverage for sumo wrestling. Did they just basically throw you out?
No. They just put us in.
They said, okay, sumo wrestling, got it, covered.
There you go. Got it. And we have the mechanical bull. And that'll be there on Friday and Saturday from 2 to 6.
Where did you get a mechanical bull?
Robbie out of Juneau has got one, and he's bringing it up.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. National Guard's going to be bringing in a climbing wall and an obstacle course and a teams to compete with local people who would like to be on a team and pit their talents against the National Guard guys.
So this is the same kind of stuff they use on their weekend maneuvers and stuff.
Yes.
Well, that'd be fun.
And there's some video, they'll have some video simulator games inside the tent in Raven Arena. They'll have the whole arena set up for them. So you can find them over there. And the Black Hawk, I believe, will be landing in the arena also.
Oh, my. That's exciting. If not a bit noisy, very exciting.
Exactly.
That sounds pretty cool. I've never seen one of those anywhere but like in a picture or something.
Mm-hmm.
That probably wasn't even a real one. So a lot of the same old favorites, a lot of new stuff, a whole lot of stuff going on. Pretty much impossible to keep track of all the stuff we've just told these people about. What's the best way? Do you have like some kind of schedule they can pick up or look at?
We have them all around town. You can also just stop by the fair office and pick one up too. And then they'll be the schedule of events will be in the paper next Thursday, too.
In the newspaper as well.
In the newspaper.
Fantastic. Now, with all of these things going on and as organized as you all are you still looking for more volunteers?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you need volunteers to do?
We need volunteers in the for the Children's Carnival, for the sumo wrestling. We need gatekeepers. We need some help with the fun run in the morning.
The information booth.
Yep, the information booth.
And some of the rides.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody's even got just a couple of hours to give on one day, mm-hmm. or better yet, 8 hours for every day, anything in between would help you.
Yes, if they volunteer for 4 hours or more, they get a free pass to the fair.
Excellent. So that's worth it. Mm-hmm. Help out a little bit and then enjoy yourself as well. With all of this going on, if they want to become a volunteer, or they got questions they have about the fair, or they need to get their exhibits in, can they give you folks a call? Like, I know you're just sitting by the phone doing nothing.
766-2476.
Okay, great. So that's the Southeast Alaska State Fair this coming Thursday through Sunday. It's not to be missed. Obviously, it's the biggest event of the year, really.
Right, yes.
If not only in Haines, in all of Southeast Alaska.
Yes,
that's right.
I agree.
Kelly and Dina, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.